You are listening to a recording made on Sunday, January 6th, 2013, of Membership Sunday, in which Henry Neufeld and Don Tykrobe welcome Edward and Elfrida Epp into Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speakers are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
The churches are interesting organizations. The church started off as a loosely bound group of people who banded together, shared their possessions, and believed that Jesus would be returning shortly. While Jesus' return was delayed, and soon the church had to organize itself. And the church, like most organizations, ran into disagreements. Disagreements about many things. About how to live, about what to believe, and about which practices from the past should be retained and which ones should be discarded. The early church had a lot of problems. The New Testament letters, the epistles, are essentially written to correct problems in the early church and to deal with disagreements and disputes in the early church. But despite all these problems, the church has survived over centuries. And the church continues as a visible community, a light on a hill, a light that can be seen and experienced. The church should be a moral force, independent of the world, proclaiming the Word of God. Church membership and participation is the outward sign of a personal involvement with a group of people who share convictions about the purpose and the meaning of life. Church involvement shows that though the religious path is an individual one, it is one where it is impossible to go it alone, because we all need both to give and to receive care and support on the journey. So, being a member and participating in a church means, on the one hand, that you can rely on friends, and on the other hand, that they can rely on you. It involves the sharing of loving care and mutual responsibility. Our church has never placed a rigid emphasis on formal membership, and I'm very happy about that. All who attend are welcome to participate fully. And I quite like what one Quaker group says about membership. He said, "If you become a member, we'll be very happy. But if you decide that at this time membership is not for you, there is no less a welcome for you in our group." There are essentially three ways of becoming members of a church. The most common is by baptism, and that's the way I expect most of us came into the church. The second method of joining the church is by a personal confession of faith, where a person simply describes their Christian journey or the journey to the Christian faith. A third way is by a transfer of membership, where usually because people have moved their residence away from one community to another, they decide to transfer their membership to another congregation. And this last category is what best describes the pilgrimage of Ed and Frida Epp. They come to us on the recommendation of the First Mennonite Church in Winnipeg, where they have been longtime members, and where they have been deacons, and where Ed has served on the church board. It's also a very different church from this one. I think they have somewhere around 900 members, so it's quite a contrast. Now, Ed and Frida have been hanging out with us off and on for about 12 years, so So we've come to know them quite well and appreciate their gifts. Ed has a strong voice, which he uses on many occasions. And Frida's artwork has graced this chapel frequently and will again. So at this time, we're going to ask Ed and Frida to come up and say a few things about their journey.
Thank you, Henry. To follow Henry's introduction of our Mennonite Church pilgrimage, we have to admit that although we attended Mennonite churches wherever we lived, our engagement with them was quite varied. All were general conference churches. Until I was in my teens, I accompanied my parents to the Starbuck Mennonite Church, a small congregation just west of Winnipeg, which, while it existed, was affiliated with First Mennonite in Winnipeg. And when the Starbuck Mennonite Church closed, my parents transferred to Springsteen Mennonite Church, and that's where I was baptized.
And then Eddie writes, I attended, this is for me, I attended Sunday school at the Schoenfelde Mennonite Church in Pigeon Lake, which is in Manitoba, where my parents were members. They transferred their membership to First Mennonite Church in Winnipeg, where I joined the girls' choir. It didn't help me singing, though. We sometimes sang together with the senior choir, and that is when Eddie and I first saw each other. In the spring of 1953, when I was 18, I was baptized and became a member of First Mennonite Church. It was required, or was custom then, that you had to be baptized to be married. Eddie and I were married in June of that year, almost 60 years ago.
In 1957 to 1959, while residing in Swan River, we occasionally attended a United Church where I joined the choir. Moving to Regina in 1960 brought us into the fellowship that formed Grace Mennonite Church. So we became charter members, and our eldest two daughters, Deb and Susan, started Sunday school there. In 1961, we transferred to Saskatoon, where we joined the First Mennonite Church there. Our youngest two daughters, Cheryl and Edith, started Sunday school there. Because of the growth of First Mennonite, the congregation built a new church, Nutana Park Mennonite, to serve those of us living in new residential areas in southeast Saskatoon. We became charter members there. And in 1966, our moves took us back into Manitoba. And again, we became charter members of a group forming Grace Mennonite Church in Brandon. Then in 1967, after all these moves, we ended up back in Winnipeg and rejoined First Mennonite. And late in 1999, as Henry said, about 12 years ago, we were fortunately introduced to Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship by Peter and Irene DeFaire, who were spending their winters here in Vancouver. Now, after all these years of being part of the congregation, Frida and I ask acceptance to become members.
We are so thankful that Point Grey has been our church home for these past years. Our lives have been nourished by both the worship hours and the fellowship with all the participants in our midst. We feel at home here and therefore wish to be members as long as we are able to travel here.
I'd like our moderator, Don Tycho, to come forward and say a few things.
You could get ready in your hymnals, number 794. As Henry mentioned, we have often had a very casual interpretation of what membership means for Point Grey. And typically over the years, we've put more emphasis on involvement as opposed to having a formal membership list. And I think at one time, our church board had more non-members on it than it actually had members. Henry has done his best over the years to try and rectify that and gently nudging people towards becoming actual members. So we're very pleased that you've taken this step today. So we'll read from number 794. These persons now presented to you have witnessed to their faith in Jesus Christ and offer themselves as companions in our obedience to Christ. It is our privilege and joy to welcome them into our family of faith.
We freely receive you, even as Christ has received us. We open ourselves to fellowship with you in worship, study, service, and discipline. We pledge our willingness to give and receive counsel, to offer and accept forgiveness in the redeemed community. We joyfully accept you as partners, both in the care of our spiritual family and in our mission to the world.
Amen. Thank you.
On behalf of the Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you both as members.